And now it's time once again to let your mind and body experience the wonderfully pleasant feeling of relaxing deeply and letting go. For a moment, just become aware of your location in space and time. And be aware of the position of your body. Notice the things you can see around you. And let your eyes choose a single point out in the distance to focus upon. Knowing that there's nothing else in the universe that you have to look at or think about at this moment in time. There's no place that you have to be and no problem that you have to solve. You can give yourself permission, down deep inside, to relax. And as you take a deep breath in now and let it out, notice yourself hearing the sounds reaching your ears. And each sound that reaches your ears is a signal to relax you even more deeply. Notice how quickly your eyelids begin to pull themselves closed. And as your eyelids close, feel how your eyes begin to roll upward behind your closed eyelids, looking upward toward the back of your forehead. And there, seeing the word relax, or whatever can symbolize relaxation for you. And as you see that symbol of relaxation, feeling your body begin to relax. And as your body relaxes more and more deeply, the fluttering of your eyelids tells you that the muscles there are relaxed all the way down to the point they feel like they just don't want to open at all. And feel that relaxation in your eyelids. And as you do, gently, very gently, test them. And as you test them, let that feeling of relaxation flow from your eyelids throughout all the rest of your body, from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. And notice how quickly you begin to drift deeper and deeper into relaxation. Notice how easy it is now for you to erase each and every unnecessary thought or question that enters your mind, letting all unnecessary mental activity disappear like words that are being erased from the sand as the waves smoothly flow across the surface of the sand. Each breath that you take in and out washes away unnecessary thoughts from your mind. And each time you test your eyelids, you clear your mind of any unnecessary thoughts and send another wave of relaxation flowing from your eyelids throughout the rest of your body. Deeper and deeper. More and more calm. More and more comfortable with each breath. Good. And now let the air breathe for you. And notice how the air breathes in for you. And then there's a feeling of letting go as the air is released. And then there's a pause before the next breath comes in. Notice the rising and falling of your chest and abdomen and the quiet pause before the next breath comes in. It's almost as though your body is totally and completely still, except for this gentle, pleasant rising and falling with each breath. And as you observe your body breathing, notice any sensations that may be present in the arms and hands, legs, abdomen, chest, or head, and just let them be for now. And imagine that your body is completely filled with fluid, and that this fluid represents the sense of feeling within the body. Also, imagine there are little valves in the palms of your hands and in the heels of your feet, and that in a few moments these valves will be opened, and as they open, this fluid of sensation will flow out of the body. And as it does, your awareness of any feelings within the body will become less and less. And perhaps as you let this fluid all drain away, it will seem as though the body is like an empty shell that has no feeling whatever, and will feel as though you are just a witness, looking in a very detached manner down at this image of the body breathing. And now visualize those valves in your palms and your heels opening. And as they open, you begin to feel the fluid draining away, draining away. And as it drains away, you may first notice a feeling as though your head is becoming very light and empty of fluid. The muscles of the face feel as though they're being drained of all tension. For as this fluid is leaving, it is taking with it all tension, and as all tension leaves, the sense of feeling within the body is becoming less and less. You are feeling less and less, and it may begin to seem as though there will be no feeling at all remaining, and yet you remain present and relaxed. Now you can feel their neck and the shoulders draining, feeling the fluid run down through the arms, out through the palms, almost feeling like a stream of water flowing down through your hands and just being absorbed by the surface beneath. And in the same way, feel your abdomen and pelvis emptying, all the fluid flowing down through your legs, flowing right out through the valves in the heels. Even the toes are emptying. You might even picture this process by imagining that the body is transparent and that you can let yourself float up out of your body now. Float up and stand next to it, looking down at your body. You will notice that the fluid level is becoming lower and lower, and your body seems almost transparent now. Empty, transparent, and very light. Feel yourself floating up out of the body and kind of looking back at it, seeing that it is lying there very peacefully because there's nowhere that it has to go right now and nothing that it has to do. And now, as you look at it, you begin to feel very detached from it. And if it's comfortable to do so, you may let this feeling of detachment become even greater and greater. And imagine that you can take a little trip. As your body continues to relax over there, you can let yourself begin to float through time. You can let yourself travel to that pleasant beach that you visited before. Feel yourself floating through space, almost as though you're riding a magic carpet, floating through time and space, floating forward into the future. And as you do, you notice your beach is getting nearer and nearer. You're beginning to hear the sounds of the beach. You're beginning to feel the warmth of the sand beneath your feet and to smell the fragrance of the air and to taste a slightly salty taste on your lips. Feeling a sense of energy and invigoration within you, you begin to look around and see the soft sand extending in both directions, up and down the beach. You can see the vegetation that's growing along the edge of the beach, and you can see the waves flowing in toward the shore and sending surges of warm water up across the sand not far from your feet. And looking out toward the sea, you see the white caps of the waves as they come in toward the shore. And perhaps you can make out the seabirds flying close to the surface of the water and hear the sounds they make. Above you, the sky is blue with very few clouds. And perhaps you might like to travel down the beach a ways. You might want to walk or trot or even run. Perhaps you'd like to enjoy feeling your bare feet in the warm, dry sand. And as you move along, perhaps you'll enjoy feeling the warm, dry sand beneath your feet, between your toes. Or if you like, you can walk down to where the sand is damp. Or even walk into the water a little ways, because the waves are soft and small. And you might even like the feeling of the warm water splashing about your legs. In fact, if you like, you may even wish to go a little further out into the water and swim, if that's something you enjoy. Whatever you would like to do, whatever would feel really good to you right now, let yourself do it and really enjoy the experience. Feeling the warmth of the sun, the coolness of the water, the pleasant, healthy feeling of vigor and vitality in your body. Good. You've been playing on the beach for quite a while now, and you're beginning to feel pleasantly tired. And looking about on the shore, you find the perfect place for you to lie down. Perhaps on a blanket in the sand, or in a chair. Perhaps in the shade, or maybe even in the sun, wherever would feel most comfortable to you. Feel yourself lying down. And as you lie down, your body welcomes this lying down. It feels heavy and peaceful and seems to sink into the surface beneath you. Your eyelids are closing, and you're drifting into a very pleasant reverie there on your beach. And as you're lying there, you're noticing that one of your hands is beginning to feel a little different from the other. That one hand feels as if it's going to sleep. And although you're still awake, yet one of your hands is beginning to have a feeling as though you're wearing a glove up to the wrist, or maybe you can feel it all the way up to the elbow. Let yourself notice which hand is beginning to have this fuzzy, indistinct feeling. You may notice that it is becoming difficult to tell where one finger stops and the next one begins. It's almost as though your hand and wrist and the lower part of your arm are beginning to blend into the air around them. A very pleasant, far away, insensitive feeling is developing in that hand. It may be even difficult to locate your hand in space. It may feel as if it's floating up into the air, effortlessly floating up as if it had no weight at all. Empty, floating. Or it may feel that your arm is extended out to the side somewhat, And as you continue to relax comfortably, you may think to yourself, what would help this hand feel even more numb and insensitive? Perhaps you can imagine this hand resting inside of a bucket of ice water and feel it so realistically that you can feel the coldness. Maybe even feel the cubes and chips of ice floating around in the water and gradually letting that coldness and numbness enter your hand very comfortably. And your hand remains very, very comfortable and grows more and more numb. All feeling is leaving this hand. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to touch this hand three times with your other hand. And each time you touch it, it will grow even more numb. It may grow even so numb that you can't even feel the touch. An experience you might have had if you fell asleep on your arm one time and it went to sleep and you couldn't feel it. And as you touch it the first time, the hand will begin to feel wooden, like it's made out of wood. And in your mind's eye, you may even visualize that rather than being a hand or arm next to you, there's just the wooden branch of a tree or a 2x4 lying next to your body. When you touch it the second time, it will feel even colder and more distant, like a stone arm of a statue lying there. And as you touch it the third time, there will be a sense of the hand almost disappearing completely. Feeling as numb as your gums may have felt when the dentist has successfully used Novocaine to numb them and eliminate all sensation. And if you can do so comfortably, touch this hand with your other hand, or just imagine touching it and stroking it once. As you do, notice that feeling of woodenness entering your hand. And as you imagine looking down, picture a piece of wood lying next to you, or maybe the branch of a tree. Numb, wooden, distant. And now, touching or imagine touching this arm and hand a second time, stroking it. And as you do, it's beginning to feel hard and cold, as insensitive as granite or marble, just as though an arm from a stone statue has been removed and is lying next to you. Numb, from the fingers all the way up to the wrist, all the way up through the arm to the elbow, maybe even all the way to the shoulder. Numb, distant, cold, insensitive. Good. And now, touching it the third time, let it disappear completely. As though there's no more feeling in that hand and arm than in a puff of smoke. Almost as though everything has disappeared. Let that happen now. Excellent. And now, as you lie comfortably on your beach, you may allow this hand and arm to remain numb, and perhaps to become even more numb and insensitive. As you let your mind wander through time and space. Let yourself float now through time and space, floating back to where your body is still lying there, empty of that fluid, peaceful and relaxed. And as you look at this image of yourself, notice if there's any area of that body which still needs to be made more comfortable. Visualizing your body from the outside. And as you look at it, and see this area of discomfort, let yourself see it as a patch of color, or perhaps several colors. Notice the shape of this area of discomfort. You can see it now because it has colors, and perhaps the colors are darker or lighter toward the center or toward the edge. Maybe there are even different colors representing different degrees of discomfort. Let yourself see that shape there, superimposed on your body, so clearly that you could draw a sketch of it. Notice if the borders of that area are clear or if they're fuzzy, if the color is shiny or dull, just observing it from a distance. And as you're observing it, perhaps you'll notice that you can let it change a little bit. You can let it become darker or lighter. You can let the area become larger or smaller. First, imagine that the discomfort is becoming just a little bit more, a little bit larger in area, or maybe a little bit more intense in color. Watch it as it does this for just a moment. And now let this area grow gradually less uncomfortable. Imagine there's a little valve underneath this part of your body, and you've opened it, and that color is draining away. The intensity becoming less, the size becoming smaller. And as this color is draining away, you may wish to reach over with that numb arm and hand, and if possible, let them touch this part of your body. And if that's not possible, you can imagine the numbness traveling through your body from the arm and hand to that area, which is gradually being drained of color. Reach over and touch that area now. Feel the numbness, the cold, distant, insensitive feeling being transferred directly from your hand into this part of your body. And as you do, the color fades even more and more rapidly, almost as though the numbness is bleaching the color away. And you notice still the air breathing you. And with each breath in and out, another surge of numbness flows through your body and into this area, letting it become more and more distant, more and more numb. So this part of your body is now beginning to feel wooden, perhaps even disappearing completely. Go ahead, let it happen. Good. And as it's happening, you may notice the feeling in your hand and arm returning to normal as the numbness is all transferred to the place where you need it to be. Or if you like, you may allow this hand and arm to continue to remain a little bit numb, so you may transfer it any time you need just by thinking the thoughts numb, cold, and distant. Think those thoughts now. Numb, cold, and distant. And feel that numbness in your hand and arm, and feel it flowing into that part of your body that can really benefit from it. And now your hand may wish to stay in its present position, or move back to where it was before. Whichever happens, this area will still continue to grow more and more comfortable, more and more numb. Meanwhile, you tune in once again to the sound of the waves in your body, and be aware again of the smell of the ocean, as though you are awakening. You've been asleep here on the beach, and now you're awake again, and standing up, stretching a little bit, noticing that it's later in the afternoon now. The sky is turning beautiful colors as the sun nears the horizon. Yellow, orange, red, violet. There's just enough time for you to go for another trip down the beach. And so, let yourself go down near the edge of the water, beginning to move along the beach, walking, running, swimming, however you'd like, and noticing that time seems to be slowing down. Time slowing down so every second seems like a long time. Every minute seemed like an hour. You seem to be losing all sense of time. And you may continue to enjoy yourself on this beach, even after this program ends, or whenever you like. You may allow yourself to return to your physical body, to reawaken yourself, noticing that you will bring back all the comfort that you're experiencing now. Or, if you like, you may wish to let this pleasant state merge with sleep. And when you awaken, your physical body will feel just as comfortable and calm and free of disturbance as it does now. So, continue to enjoy your beach for as long as you wish.